The County National Bank radio program today starring Bill Jors.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Bill.
Melissa is on assignment this morning, booking a lot of business. So, just me today. I do have a guest, though, and we'll be introducing her pretty soon. Just wanted to go over a few things at the bank. Like we alluded to last week, we are hiring. We have several positions open. Probably the most attractive, biggest position is the branch manager. We are going to be opening a new branch sometime this year on Spring Arbor Road, the old 5th Third building next to CP Federal. And we're going to be staffing that. And just released our first quarter earnings for 2021. And it was it was a record quarter for the bank. We've been saying that for a long time, but this was a particularly good first quarter. We were well over budget and made a lot of money on the PPP lending, which, you know, we just totaled some of the numbers up. And in Jackson, we doled out $200 million, a nice tidy sum to the community through our PPP program. And that led to pretty nice growth for the bank year over year. The bank grew $250 million. So that's a nice clip. And stock is doing well. If anyone's ever interested in our stock, we don't talk about it a lot, but stock symbol is CNBB, has been on the rise and has always paid a nice dividend. We never suspended our dividend during the TARP era, like a lot of institutions did, and consistently raise it and typically pay a bonus dividend at the end of the year. And so we want more local Jackson ownership of our stock. And so if anyone's interested, stock symbol, like I said, is traded over the counter. CNBB, you could always talk to your stockbroker or contact us directly. We do still buy and sell stock for our customers and would be happy to do that. So bank's having a good year. Other thing I wanted to mention, we are and encourage attendance to, we are the sponsor of the Laugh Your Mask Off Friday night. I almost mispronounced that, but
Be careful.
Laugh Your Mask Off down at the Michigan
Family
Theater.
Show here.
Yep. Yes, yes, yes. Sometimes I need reminding, but yeah, 7 o'clock down at the Michigan Theater Friday. And so I think we could all use a little levity in our lives right now and support a good local institution. And so the bank has agreed to sponsor that and encourage everyone to come out. And so one of the things that we wanted to do this year, bring more customers and guests onto the show and spotlight what's been happening in the industry locally and what businesses are on the move, on transitioning, what have you. But this morning, I'm happy to have Heather Coe with me. Heather, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
And Heather has been very, very busy, I would say, almost for a year now.
Yes.
Completing a big transition of a very long standing. We are trying to figure out how long the kitchen shop has been in Jackson. You, Heather, is the new owner and operator of the kitchen shop here in town. And we were talking about, Greg didn't know exactly, but he remembers their old location. But yeah, the kitchen shop, and also you have a new name.
Yes, Kitchen Shop of Jackson. So we're relishing this moment of new ownership and making some nice new touches on the, not only on the building, but the inside as well, doing some remodeling and refreshing in there.
And the building, for those of you who don't know, is I always use Menards as, as the landmark.
Right.
And the car dealership there. You're right behind the car dealership, visible from 127 south.
Yep, our pretty facade is from the 127 Page Ave exit. Right behind the Kia dealership and beside Menards.
And I visited last year. And I was absolutely floored by all the inventory and all the items you have in there.
Yeah.
And, pretty impressive.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
The one thing that struck me is how much non-kitchen-related items you also have.
Right, right. So we do offer really the complete package. So if you come in and you're thinking, well, maybe I need a new countertop or maybe I need a new sink, we get a lot of those questions, master baths, really like the whole kit and caboodle. If you come in and you need appliances with your kitchen cabinets, countertop, plumbing, so if you need a new faucet to go with all of that, we can supply everything. And then, of course, our design team is well-seasoned, been with us for a long time and stayed on as well. And then I have a couple other new ones that I've hired, too, to help.
How has business been so far?
It's been very busy. We really haven't come up for air. Very, very busy staff, especially now with spring has hit. Now we've got a lot of questions, people coming in, a lot of walk-in traffic. Even our new website as well has been launched. So we've been getting some reach outs from the website too. And then just the call-ins. So I would say we're pretty much on the edge of being swamped. Good and bad, of course.
Good thing.
It is. We're gonna ride it. And like I said, I've got a couple new staff members. So we're hitting the ground running, and we're going to welcome the business and thankful for that.
I would think that COVID, in a weird way, would have had a great effect on your business with people cooking more in their kitchens.
Yes.
Being at home more, working from home, mm-hmm. bathrooms being used, kitchens being used. I deal with a lot of customers that say people are at home so much they're just tired of looking at their old stuff and renew.
Right.
And are you getting a lot of remodels?
Yes. I would say a ton of remodels. I would say that's probably the majority of our business. We do have contractors as well in new construction, but the remodel right now, I think everybody is either sick of looking at what they had, or it's broken, or they just need something new because it's, dated. So we get a little bit of a mix of that, or appliances too. Appliances have been tough. They were hit with COVID pretty hard. So unfortunately, refrigerators have taken a beating on that. Refrigerators, so some are on a back order. But they're really picking up now. But everybody really has said, I need new appliances and maybe some new cabinets. So
kitchens can really add a lot to the value of your home.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Remodeling, updating, refreshing, even countertops. It gives a whole new look for the kitchen, gives an updated feel. So when somebody wants to go and sell that home, they can get a better price. Kitchen remodels have a huge effect on that.
So you do offer the countertops and the cabinets, everything that you would see in a kitchen. You offer.
Right. So to talk a little bit about that, we have six different cabinetry lines. So really every price point. So if you come in and say, this is my budget, or these are the kind of cabinets that I want, or maybe you have a list of accessories that you want with rollouts, or maybe you want the pull-up where it brings your big mixer up onto the counter, we have all those accessories in lines to accommodate that. And then, of course, with the kitchen cabinets, then, of course, countertops, sinks, faucets, plumbing, appliances, and we carry the Whirlpool brand as well as Woof, too. So a mix of everything. And then, of course, the design service that comes along with it, which is probably the biggest advantage for our industry, is we do give a courtesy visit to your house so we can do a measure and give you a rough estimate of what maybe your countertop would be, or a measure for a new remodel for kitchens. Or if you're building a house and you have, your blueprints, we can go off those as well and then give you an estimate what your kitchen would be. We use a CAD program called 2020 that we can look at the different catalogs from the different manufacturers and give you an estimate that way.
If I were to take on a kitchen remodel, I wouldn't know the first thing, where to start, how to do it. But walking into your store, The way you have it laid out, you can really visualize how it's going to look in your kitchen. And
that helps a lot of people that aren't visual.
That would help me quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm the type of person that would say the designer, you just hear the colors, tones. Right. Like, you just go do it and then call me when it's done and I'll come in and be happy. Mm-hmm. But that would be a huge challenge for any homeowner is mm-hmm. to try to lay out your own kitchen and materials and colors mm-hmm. and tones. And you don't get that at the big stores.
No, you don't. You don't get that personal touch. And I would say, you know, that's one thing for expertise where our staff comes into play. Not only are you going to get a home visit, but you're going to get the drawing, and you're going to be able to see that three-dimensional on a computer, so you can actually can see what your kitchen could look like. So there's just a lot more personal touch to that. We love our work. We love our jobs. Speaking for myself, this is one thing that, you know, I have a lot of passion for.
You're a designer, right?
Yes. And then I do all the other legwork as well. So kind of jack of all trades. Done a little bit of everything, but this is my true passion. So, and have a good crew, seasoned veterans, really, in kitchen and bath design. So they would take good care of you.
Stainless steel, is that still the hot deal?
Yes, stainless steel and the new black stainless. And we do have some of those on display as well in our display kitchens.
Those are really nice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that's something I would probably be.
Yeah, a little less fingerprint.
That's always the complaint.
Yep.
Is the fingerprints. Sure. And how do you
for
keep
sure.
them clean? And
yeah, so. They're beautiful. So we do have some of those in our showroom.
So how many designers on staff?
Let's see. I've got 3, 4, 5, 6, and one in training.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. What made you decide to buy it? I mean, what was the thought process?
Thought process was I needed something more. I've owned businesses with my husband in the past and family. We have the Quarter Horse Farm, which, you know, we've been showing for a long time. So that being a business or family owned, you know, I needed something to help me fund that, of course. So I knew I needed a job. But this has just been a passion. I went to the owner and asked him if I could buy the location. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how it really all started. I just really realizing I enjoy being a boss better than an employee. So needed something a little bit more.
When you come from an entrepreneurial family.
True.
You know, a lot of business owners. And
very true.
You come from a long line of business operators and business owners. And, you know, it takes a lot of courage to step forward.
It's scary. It's scary, but good. I've had good support system at County National Bank. You, Bill, definitely intricate in helping me get a lot of this done. Neil and Melissa.
It was a team effort. Heather was working there, said he wanted to buy it. You know, the local outlook for kitchen and bath remodels, we felt, as you probably did, there's a high demand for it.
Yes.
Very, very high demand. And the new construction has slowed simply because of labor and product costs and everything. Mm-hmm. And so people are staying in place, mm-hmm. upgrading their current home. And one of the best ways to do that and enjoy your improvements is to upgrade a kitchen or a bath.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And those are the two main sellers when you do want to sell. And there is a chance or there is a better time to build or a better opportunity come along. The kitchen will sell the house the fastest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When somebody comes in and sees that, definitely a big selling point.
Not easy to buy a business. How did County National...
They did
help
great. They did
them.
Great. So Bill was probably one of my first calls. And, of course, my dad thinking, you know, should I really take on this endeavor? And, you know, could I get it done? You know, it's different definitely for being a woman. But in the same token, I just embraced that and said, you know, what do I need to do? And County National did walk me through that. Bill helped me with all the legwork and paperwork and the paperwork shuffle. And it was patience, too, because during COVID, it was different I'm surprised that we got so much done, honestly, during this time. So
it was a great fit for the bank because it was a long-established, locally well-known business. And Heather fit the bill as far as who we want as clients, someone that was born, raised here, knows the community. You're very well-known throughout the community and with numerous contacts. And so we knew you would have a lot of support business-wise and with your design staff and the reputation of the kitchen shop. It just made sense. And so we were happy you called. And it took a few months and a couple phases.
Right.
But business acquisition is always complex.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of number crunching and appraisals and so forth. And so, but if you have any kitchen, bathroom remodeling needs, any questions? Sounds like you handle everything from the kitchen faucet to the flooring to everything in between.
Yep, one-stop shop.
Yep. And so, Heather, how would someone contact you or get the ball rolling?
Sure. They can stop in. We're open 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 to 1. We're also flexible if you need to do an after-hours appointment. Just call us, 517-764-5999, or stop in to 3510 Page Ave, right there in Michigan Center.
You won't be disappointed. Lots of high-quality product. And if you need a loan to finance any of those improvements, lots of times we're talking big dollars, and you wanna finance it wisely. And we have a whole plethora of home equity products, and mortgage rates are still very low.
Yes.
If you were to choose to refinance and pull some cash out that way, that'd be another excellent way. Long term improvements, long term money. Is appropriate and increase your enjoyment and value of your home.
Absolutely.
So, thanks for coming on, Heather.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're very busy and going to get back out there and make some homeowners happy. So,
that's right.
We appreciate it and hopefully
kitchen
have you back on
number
soon.
Again.
517-764-5999.
You can call Bill
768-0056.